He's thinking of that film festival.
Captain, I wish I was in Khan.
With the Klingons.
Oh, yeah.
They stab him instead of the hot kid.
They were supposed
to be. I guess he's still trying to. He draws dagger, tries to stab you.
Ah! Is Wu asleep?
Good thing you got your dodge in projectile daggers.
So you missed Prolition. So, last round, five.
Five.
Okay, so once again, since you've been attacking,
you can't in the heart.
Get a big man.
What are you two?
You got the six, we'll go ahead.
Fine.
Oh. Go ahead.
Okay, how hard is the vessel to...
With the Klingon.
Make us fitness plus strength.
Roll?
Yeah.
Keep taking out weapons and we keep taking them from them. It helps to go like this.
Neener.
Close down.
Eight. You can just crack at one. You got an arm.
I shoot like twice more.
Oh, well, I do.
Alright.
Hey, it worked last time.
True. See if you can.
Yes. Yes.
Did you hit him by the six?
The first one was a total of 11, so yeah.
That's not
true. Unless he dodges.
True. No.
Okay.
So, he's still needed 5.
So what's hitting by
six? I think that's your bad hit.
Okay, so this is plus 4?
Yeah.
So the first one does... That's a little more respectable.
18. Hey, that's like Federation damage.
Yep. And no Federation damage.
The second one does 8.
You've got it, yeah. So that's 13.
1, 2,
and
3. 4, please. Now it's plus
4.
He's not doing too well. He's got to try to stab Jen.
Sorry.
6.
I'm not putting him at high pain threshold.
We got redundant organs. So that gives him an extra survival.
I don't hit high pain threshold.
Well, that would probably limit one of the plus two.
So that's round just went?
Yeah.
So they just stab him?
I've shot him 4 times with a phaser.
Which?
Holy crap.
I just roughed
him. We shot 4 times with phaser.
I refused to move it off of stun, so.
You survived.
I think the 3 escape attempts are worth something too.
No, 2.
This is the third.
Wow. Easy. This is yeah.
Too easy.
Too easy. Too easy. Too easy. Fucking Klingon 4 times.
Well, no.
I'm hurt. Too bad who doesn't know Starfleet martial arts. No, fighter.
I would say.
I'm an engineer.
That's what I should be, but they keep putting me in this ridiculous position.
Hey, wait, I have a sword. How much of that sword?
Well, make it that knife. Get it from.
My father was an engineer. My grandfather was an engineer.
Okay, what you got, engineer?
Let's not discuss it.
So are we back to ship combat?
Yep. So, Chris, Don, what you got, engineer?
17.
Jen,
what did
you get
under
here?
9.
Woo?
11.
6.
7.
Eric?
Hey, I'm up to 6.
Chris,
still
go
last?
Wow, 17, eh, Donald? Mm-hmm. Time to go first. That's an honorable blow.
Damn.
Yeah, on top of you.
12 plus 5.
Okay.
Will you come steaming and blow him up?
Yes, I will.
That would be excellent.
No, all the little guys should have the tractor things locked onto him and just be dragged away.
Past
2
freighters.
5, 2,
3,
5,
6,
7. Woo-hoo!
I mean,
Train, shoot, train. Our team's going to win this game. Woo-hoo!
You can shoot your back torpedoes at the other guy, too.
I shall.
Thank you.
How messed up does the big ship in front of me look?
Looks like it's taking about 134.
So one spread should take him out, or should I hit him with phasers too?
How good is their dodge here?
I would hit one spread to hit back.
Everything else have the zero dodge one. From last round or until the
third. He's got a zero dodge.
He has. He's at less than half, but he started at 140. So.
What do you need to hit him with a spread?
From that range?
Yeah.
I think I can move one more if you're on top of him.
Right.
Will I get hurt if he blows up that way?
No.
Doesn't matter.
3,000 kilometers.
Okay, put me on top of that.
Just like X.
So that's a range of zero, so I'd need a four.
And you don't have any bonus.
And my tactical skill is only two, so I'd need to roll a two.
And you didn't get a bonus
shooting
sensors or command?
Sensors command bonus?
I got plus two for command.
So you need a two, and you have two dice with no bonus?
I have...
He has a plus two.
Four dice. Plus two.
So four dice. Zero.
So you need a zero and you have four dice to get it.
Yeah.
So with four dice, you'll probably get a five or six.
Right, which would be three.
Well, a six would be three torpedoes.
As long as he's only firing that one thing.
Right.
But with a zero, he could fire more.
Yeah.
You know, if he fires one additional weapon, then he needs a one, which is pretty doable on four dice.
Yeah. It's just a matter of whether you're firing a spread of torpedoes or laser tubes. Lasers just aren't as good a killing weapon as a spread of torpedoes to it.
But just fire them all.
Yeah. As long as you've got no energy issues or anything like that.
Yeah.
And if he fires everything, he's at minus two to everything.
Two, that's still pretty good.
Well,
like four dice.
Yeah, but like minus one for computer. He'll certainly
get a six, basically, or you can count on getting a six. So with a two, that would hit with three.
So he does 20 points less for a torpedo,
so
he loses one.
I should
as long as he is up by 20 points of damage from his two additional
weapons. I'll fire a spread of torpedoes at him, which should kill him, and fire my phasers at the other guy.
Sure.
So if he had 140, he'd blow half. So that, well, I probably need to do three torpedoes to kill him.
At least.
Yeah. Well, if you blow half, he's got less than 70. So
right.
Three torpedoes will leave him at less than 10.
Oh, below half structure.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, do I...
You do a free charge
and
a laser at him.
Do I hit him with my laser? A spread of torps and a phaser at him?
Yeah.
And then not worry about the other guy?
Yeah, because kill him. Don't let him linger, because he still has a lot of teeth left, I'm sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Better safe, I'm sorry.
I'll hit him with a spread and a phaser.
Everything.
The more of this for the throat.
How's that feel?
I love this.
Can I make it? And actually, since I'm only firing one phaser, I can push it up to full strength. Get a couple extra points of damage.
Sure, why not? Blow them up good. Okay.
One.
That was an Imperial class. Is that right?
Yeah, more coffee. So, more shot class.
The more shot class and Imperial Cruiser.
Okay, six. I rolled sixes on both of them, so that's.
You can roll three torpedoes?
Three torpedoes and a 20 point phase.
Help people with it.
Can you take damage?
God, I blew up that ship to my right. I have an intense urge.
That will teach you for doing 69 to me.
I believe
it was the call for it was naughty.
Yeah, I think we got this dealt with.
What?
There's still four Kazinti ships.
Oh,
a couple of
I could take all the Kazinti myself.
Well, then get going.
I went my max range last time.
They're going to blow Chris up.
And then I can take them all myself. Did we not just go through this?
Okay. Those again.
But Chris will be dead. Gee, my fellow friend.
You can't make a space battle without breaking a few eggs.
Was that their best Klingon ship?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Probably that other one down by his train asks you too. If it's like my.
Please ship. More. Okay, my dodge this round is plus two.
Are they not going to call? Are the Kazinti not going to close the blank?
It's going to be a long time before I need to blow
it away.
Good. Oh, this should.
Yeah.
Very well. I didn't move right back to it.
Damn.
What's
the Kazinti? There's one ship that they can absolutely destroy. Why don't they go do that?
Probably I could take them all myself. I'm in a defiance class ship.
So that ship.
Yeah, that ship's
shield.
This one's basically fine. I think I've done 20 to it. That's all it's been done.
Okay.
So
So all depending on timing of when it goes, it will either be in trouble or not.
Oh, fuck.
What?
Who could have predicted that?
My God, they're attacking him.
Actually, they're butt to butt.
Oh, it's kind of like moth sex.
Yes, exactly like we moth sex.
Exactly what I thought.
Into my four shield and half shield.
Into his four because four. He's using his four.
So let's see what he gets.
Unless some of them Kazinti get all clever, I may actually live through having my front shield blown away.
I would think that since we're all on that ship. Well, actually, I'm not, and who's not?
Yeah.
Dodge. Dodge was plus two.
Yeah,
plus one, sorry. No, plus one, plus two.
But you haven't gone yet, so it's still your old one.
Oh. Plus two. Seems to be working on them.
They're in your front. Oh, no.
Let's see. First of all, they need to turn.
So, will you help me cover that part?
Thank you.
Okay.
And then, one, two, three. Hey, I should go right next to you. Move four. With max power.
That means the ship in the front of the shield?
Rear shield.
Yeah.
Let's see, so that means they waste that much power. Twice, six. And.
Well, there goes my plot.
Actually, you're close to it.
Yeah.
No, Let me hope they hit.
Wow, they all made their turn. Are you rolling them all this one?
No, I'm rolling all this one.
All right, so.
Let's see.
This was a major Kazinti ambush here.
Yeah.
It's like 15 Kazinti ships here.
Okay.
So now I need plus two. Yeah, Captain Yons is no dumb cookie. And he's got like 12 females. Did I mention that, Dave?
Hot one.
He gets good ones too, yeah. What are you talking about? Rift cats. Get away, pig boy. Send him on a Federation ship.
Okay, pretty good. They only shot each one. Each point. Better shield.
Okay, that I can handle.
So you're gonna steam over there and wipe out the Kazinti?
11.
All right. I'll unload everything.
But you could. You could wipe out everyone's eyes on this. They're a long ways away.
But I could get over there and start doing it.
Okay, so this annihilation is pretty bad.
Total annihilation.
Engine's gone.
Or is it just...
Well, you hit his engines once, so he's quite a bit less power. But he's still fine.
He's still fine, huh?
Other than that, yeah. And rear shield comes
from it. Unload.
But you
we have been told there's size
class 3, so he only has 30 hit points. 60 hit points.
60
hit points?
60
hit points. 60. And you did, like, 20 internals.
Okay.
So
I couldn't possibly destroy it by fire.
What?
I think that's true. And if there's actually some way you can fire to disable.
But then it requires high roll.
Well, what's tractor beam?
Tractor beam, you get up next to them and you track them and they can't go anywhere.
And you don't have any shield. Is there any way to transport?
Yeah, drop your shield.
I mean,
your
front shield. Is there any way to lock onto, like, our guys?
You also get close, sensor control. Yeah.
You could just pull all the humans out.
You might want to worry about the whole battle first.
But he might close now and leave, now that he's damaged.
That's true. I just blow it to pieces.
Ah, boy. A way to think. What's this over here?
A nebula.
Which does? It's one of those ion storms.
Yeah.
Drop your shields by 50% while you're inside. And
luckily, there's
you got no
shields.
Well, I have shields in the back.
That's true.
Here we go. I can't possibly destroy this block of people.
Good thinking.
Wish I help out with that one. That one's
the idea
to say anyway. Maybe not this round, but
very soon.
And for the rest of his life. Actually, yeah, I'll try to do that. Next turn and shoot him.
Alright. So we'll give you a copy of all of us,
yeah, sure.
Whose ship is it?
Where?
I swim up here.
Why?
Huh?
Why? When you get to move up?
Well, because they're doing.
Because you'll be closer to the Kazinti then.
All right.
I know any one of us except Chris could take them, but.
3, 4, 5, 6.
You're
ready?
One corner.
Okay, I can.
Sure, put a 1.
1?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I assume
with
the... Yeah, he didn't die very well.
1 torpedo. Oh, wait. Now I have power to do that. Okay. I need lasers.
Drop your rear shields.
That's true.
I don't know if there's anything in that nebula.
You should all be passed right through.
You don't have, you don't have 5 power?
Phasers
cost a lot more.
Oh, okay.
I can
throw my shield and
try to use it if he wants to do a phasers too. You can blow it up if you do phasers too? Probably.
No, if I do, you know, 1 phaser and type effect, more. That boost did actually 1 torpedo. Like, almost. I just shoot 1 torpedo.
What? Can you do the sensor dealie too?
Can I try that?
If you want to drop your forward shield.
If I do that, can I not fire?
Sure. Make sense of first. So, the first round you need a 10. Keep doing it, it'll be lower.
I'll take a 10. And 8.
No. So you haven't done an 11 yet?
No.
And that's when you need a 7. Single foot.
So can I shoot on this one?
You can shoot on this one.
They got their inches.
Yeah. How much for you?
I'll shoot. Plus 1 5 years.
Yeah.
That's not meow.
6, 7, 11.
Called them the
11. Shit. You hit one away.
Did they dodge at all?
Nope.
11 and.
See no one whistle?
You have 5. So. Yeah.
Communication. Okay, I now believe everyone else killed.
We gotta get out of here.
Does the Queen have stopped it?
What?
You talking?
What?
That was 11. 9. Which is Shannon.
Whoop. Hey, we're down to 9. We'll get to 6 eventually.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Watch that. How's this one looking?
Less than half. Less than a quarter.
Oh wow. So no more torpedoes, I guess.
Basically no more aim.
Less than 15, I can still do that. Like,
and no.
Quick, name a number that's less than 15.
What's that one. Guy's dodge? What's that guy's dodge? What's that guy's dodge?
Wait,
no, 7. 1. None of them have gone yet, so they're still using their dodge for last round.
No, number
1 or 2. Except number 1.
Number
2 has dodge. Oh, so there'll be a shot. Number 4.
That's
not bad. Okay. All right, I'll get to know the last guy then. Okay. So. So I get a plus 3 for my roll, and then I get a another plus.
I bet Crystal could get 4. A 10 on the sensor rolls to get those guys out of there.
Yeah, probably.
5 dice plus 2.
So that gives me a 7.
Unfortunately, our transporters are outside.
5 dice plus 2.
Oh, my transporters are gone. That's right. You see them, they're in President's Station.
Those are some speedy transporters.
Coop.
Okay.
I would turn and
how bad the damage is this one? Look in the front.
Pull them up out the back.
In the front, he's got more than half shield.
True. And how big of a ship do I think he is?
That's plus 7.
Okay, so, wow, a 7 is empty?
Yeah.
Okay.
He said that. Oh, wait a minute. That's right. There's new information on these Kazinti that you say you can blow up by yourself. Kevin said you've never seen Kazinti ships this size.
I didn't know.
They have them.
I didn't know they meant 7. Are they all 7?
7, 7, 4, 4.
Wow, maybe I should have gone forward so fast.
These
only yes, you should
have! These only have size class 2 and 3 ships.
Okay.
Okay. So this is some new calculations in this
statement. So this one is so Chet and Meg.
So you say I can take all 4 by myself.
Yeah, I didn't think they were 7.
Yeah. You know, custard may be great, you know, so there's no way there could be that many Indians.
Exactly.
Okay. There's my actually. I did not have to use extra energy. I was only running at 6 this turn. Okay. So I'm firing at that. I have 89 energy. Two torpedoes brings me down to 79. I'm firing one phaser at one pulse phaser at normal and one pulse phaser.
It's like three of us in this guy. Who's
firing? I'm going to run off.
Oh, I'm going to try to take out one of these boys.
I'm probably it, unless. But you aren't going yet. You might as well just look at.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not going for a while.
Shut up! But has this guy gone yet?
No.
This guy got a plus one dodge, right?
Zero dodge.
Oh, zero dodge. Oh, right.
So you may be the only one who can hit him. You can't get away from him.
And Coop being fired at.
Okay.
Correct. Coop blew up his big
pulse phasers. I need five on these. There's two of them. This is my...
You better be hell no.
Big pulse phaser first.
This is Peter. What about that?
Big pulse phaser
hits. You can go to war.
Small pulse phaser.
Good shot.
Hits.
How many rounds does it take to go to work?
And the...
Who are you shooting?
This guy.
Wow, that's a good distance to what?
Yeah.
Pretty much you only fight around planets because
they want to destroy the planet. I have a plus four right now. So my torpedoes need a four, so they automatically get without a fumble.
Yeah.
Okay, wow, that was a real hit. 25, 50, 56...
106 to his front.
Wow. I told you, I could shake them all.
Do I have a big spread or what?
No.
You can just do 106.
I did two pulse phasers and two torpedoes.
Wow. How are we doing? You have to roll nines to be able to hit that far.
I did two highs because I had a plus four.
Wow, all the Klingons disappeared.
So how many shots was that?
No, four. Only one has disappeared.
Where did them go?
One there.
So there was only one dead ship still?
Wow, so Shannon's a better ship than I am. You're a liar.
Very small.
Except you could blow him to shreds in one shot.
You got first shot, you could blow
Defiant. This is the Defiant. Very small ship, shitload of weapons.
See, you could have handled, you know, you'd take all that damage, it would suck eggs, but you'd still be around.
Uh-huh.
And when you fight him back, he wouldn't be around.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. And since you actually have photon torpedoes at really long range, you'd actually destroy him before he came close to you.
Well, Shannon's got a good touch.
Of course,
if he rolls plus two on sensors, plus two in command again, he'll just pick you apart and break it away.
But basically, Shannon's ship would never get close enough to Dave's ship to, you know, survive.
Yeah,
it's just that he's such a better command.
Excelsior.
I
am
the Excelsior.
Oh, are you?
I took out the transporter.
Listen
now. They can't teleport out now.
Board
cube. There.
So the Excelsior is the same size as the Enterprise?
It's the same class. Enterprise is an Excelsior class. Wasn't it?
Constitution.
Old one was the Constitution class. The Excelsior was the flag, was the first of the new bigger ships. And then when the Enterprise got destroyed, they upgraded it.
Galaxy class.
Magna Carta class. So Excelsior is a
galaxy
class ship.
No, it was the
first one.
No. It was the old con, then they went to the Excelsior class. For some of the movies, it was an Excelsior class.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went to the Galaxy
class. Hammurabi class. I think that would be a neat thing for a ship. Hammurabi class.
Does it look like a big W?
Ahmed, you might have guessed, presuming that you can take out that Klingon at this point.
I should kill Chris.
It's a smart thing to do.
Oh,
the stack of the little guys jumped on Chris?
Yeah.
It's fairly easy. Oh, sure. They messed the four.
Luckily, they aren't shooting at my fresh shields.
Yep.
I'll kill you.
Everyone jumps on Chris.
Yeah, I'm going to try to blow up some of them instead of...
Just to blow up that cloud.
No,
that was right. Can you blow up cloud?
Yeah.
Genesis divide.
It's ridiculous. All four of them are
gas. Genesis divide.
Just spark it.
One stoner.
Tire never
was. Okay. Throw a cigarette out the window.
What initiative have we got down to?
Number 8.
I go next to
probably not.
8. Oh, that was 2 more photons.
One more good round out of you, engineer, and my shields are all back up.
Hey, by then I can take it easy this turn?
This turn you're giving me back 30%.
Oh, okay. That sounds a bit.
Yeah.
That'll be good if they're back up before someone shoots you.
I will.
You just have to turn them back on?
That's true. When they get back, I'll turn them back on.
But throw them back on if they're pretty good.
Well, I think at the end of this turn, I think you go like 4 fire turn.
I didn't know they had condensed jets this big. They didn't look that big in perspective. I thought they were a lot closer.
Really? I remember when you said, I can blow them all up myself.
So how's the ship with you two?
It's
6.
It could have been killed many times over, except for the fact that I radioed everybody and said, there are 2 Federation officers on that ship. It would have been small.
But I think next turn we're just going to beam them up
and blow
up the ship.
Go away. 38.
Cloak and ward. I don't know if they can cloak anymore. They might not be able to. Cloaking takes a lot of energy. And you have their ship.
But they can probably warp.
Hit the engine. They're warp.
Yeah,
you need to get on the shuttle.
We're working on it.
So
or whatever.
We thought logically through it and decided there was no way this tiny ship could take out the Discovery.
Yeah.
And so our best thing to do was to disable it, but to just get on the shuttle.
Although that means that they can pick you up.
That's true. But they'll probably be too busy to do that.
Okay.
Unless they want to take us out at all costs.
Yeah, well, if they did, it would mean their certain death. But
the Romulans aren't just kidding for that.
They would have killed us already without the game.
True. And this is the recurring villain. So it would be best if you escaped, and then he escaped. You did this.
You gotta let the recurring villains go.
So.
Oh. Except they go really slow, so it's hard for them to get away.
Well, it'll be easy for the Klingon, but. Kathu yawns. That one's going to be tough.
As long as you can just go to warp and leave.
Is Kathu yawns hurt?
Yeah.
Screwed up.
All right. So Kathu yawns is probably going to eat lead this round by me, right? Because he's number one, isn't he? Yeah.
He's number one.
Yeah. So
which wait, is Kathu yawns?
Shannon.
Number one.
Which oh, God.
The only one that I can
so
can you up here. Your
points of damage is the question.
Yeah, he has no front shield.
Probably
he's
not.
Get him in the front.
Actually, I can't get him in the front very easily.
And you've already can turn, so you can immediately turn and just go right here. And as soon as you hit this, you're in this round.
Yeah.
So
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
They
take off, and
then
they have to divide
them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think we can do anything about it.
Come on. Come on.
It's possible they.
And I don't think the device can persuasion on you. You're shrinking.
I don't think the device was an important thing. I think it was the books, which they may or may not have.
But once you hit under that rock?
It's pretty likely, but not absolute. They might not have known there was anything missing. They might have just said, oh, books. I mean, they only actually got it if they had a reason to look.
Well,
they know that you guys were locked in there for a while.
What were they doing in the first place?
I think
my character, apparently my pilot is so wily, he just evaded that
Well, then the next Kazans hit you.
They're all dead, I think.
No.
There?
I think the last one's gone, yeah. Maybe not.
Our ship, if it survives, will have a new motto. I think it'll be a little help to you.
Brilliant new model. Do you have shady shields? No. Yeah. So a missile spread.
Possible!
Possible!
I'll say the launcher down. Can't do the
It's many friends that are like...
I think you should take off one of the little two ships. It blows up.
You know, I think it ignites the cloud.
You get hit for 20 points.
Still here, you punk.
Well, we'll see about that.
And if you still have transporters, you lose it. Otherwise.
I still have transporters.
You lose them.
You're
dead.
Play on three.
I have 69% structural.
Hang on, so you're the one Shannon's on?
And we'll.
Well, I think we should go look for it.
So,
let's
do that.
Come on, we can do it.
Let's go.
Just go look. You won't be without me.
That's cool.
That's probably wrong.
Do you know how many characters Shannon has done that over the course of the 12 years we've been doing this? 973 million by my count.
Hey,
ramming!
One, so he fires and he closes.
Be able to make both of those turrets?
Yep.
Fires and closes.
Hey, wait. So his engine is damaged too, right?
Yeah.
So he's able to fire and cloak.
Yeah.
A lot of energy.
You have a shield.
Oh.
No shields is quite a savings of power.
True.
Do I know my dodge?
We can't have a shield.
That's four cloaks. Anyway.
Oh. I guess we're not alone.
Goes a six.
Alright, so you got. So if you just shoot everything, it's completely all fine.
Reduces his chances.
Yeah, but you already need like roll six on one shot.
Do you have enough energy to shoot everything in club?
Actually, no.
You don't have a lot of good tactical guys. There's no shield to blow two dice all over as
well. Yeah. Well,
they're in GP.
Okay, so that's
79. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm glad nobody's been shooting at me. Oh, except the last round when they blew me apart. But
wow.
So that's 40.
Well, the key is that the pieces aren't that tough, even though they're the fierce land race.
How? I didn't think you could do that. You were supposed to be taking care of them, you bastard.
21 would blow them up.
Okay, 20 bug blow.
Please.
Blow them up.
So that was.
Be especially ironic if you were
Shannon.
I could have spread it.
Now we're going to lose more to it because you're still trying to save those two peons.
It could have been many. Now we're going to need just a few.
And I will have.
Not sure in the Federation.
What? It's two.
It
is. Number. How's
it's
number
not
one
two on
doing?
The Enterprise?
No front shield. Less than half. Which is 70 or less.
70 or less. Alright, so I can dodge his eye. 1, 2, 3, 4, and then I can unload 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then those little dorks can hit me. Or a few. Yeah, I'll do that. Okay, so I've already moved 4, so auto. So 1, right there. 2, 3, 4. I'm going to shoot my forward arc into his forward arc.
Okay.
How fast do those Kaventi move? Up to 4 so
yeah,
far.
Yeah, about.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We'd have to get to a place they can't get into my front. That's tough.
Huh?
Well,
let's
say
size
car's
got like half the speed.
Uh-huh.
The
shield.
The
they're not even supposed to have ships that size.
True.
Now, apparently it's because, like, they fill them with styrofoam or something.
What's the biggest size here?
All right, so...
Sevens.
I mean, eight enterprises.
I think it's a... Yeah, I assume it would be a...
Holy cats.
I need to roll a 10 to hit him with phasers.
I mean, cause even the little spear thing that it shot down was bigger than
the gun. I had a couple of rats of torpedoes.
Is the shield that we
have? The escape pod was bigger than the Enterprise. So. All right.
No,
Enterprise is 8.
Okay, so Kev...
Roslyn Warbird for 10.
Wow. I'm gonna put up I could go forward and then turn slightly, and there's no way they could get to my sonar.
So remember you have to move after your turn.
Huh?
You have to move one space after your turn. But still it would be very hard.
All right, I'm just going to shoot one spread of photon torpedoes into Cat and Yon's front, which is gone, right?
Yeah.
Wait, what's his dodge this round?
Zero.
And I have plus 4. So, and it's 4 spaces, which is 5. So I need a 1 to hit him. And I've got 4 dice plus 2. That'll kill him.
Yeah, you'll hit with a lot.
Depends. I guess
that's what kind of
fight it. So 6. That was unfortunate. You need a 1? Yeah. So
I
think you
have
three,
five.
What?
I
think
you have
any
shoes.
I had
plan on it.
Okay, so I did 62 in Kev.
In front?
Yeah.
Two of them.
Yawn.
Oh, sure you
know. No, we didn't. 1, 2, 3, 4. So...
But, oh my god, after the Sao Paulo blew away his front.
I think the... 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
We go fast.
Yep.
I'm going to do the last one out to here to make sure they can't
see what's on.
I don't.
I put it
my real shield pretty much.
That guy might be able to do it.
Which one?
Mine.
The one you're touching.
That one?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If he could go 6.
I don't think he can go 6. You're right, I don't think he can go.
Actually, I'm barely firing anything. I'll put the front shields up just for the hell of it.
Perfect.
I put front and back shields up, and
we'll put up my
I just fire the one thing as much as I can front and back.
So you put them up emergency?
No.
You say reinforce? Oh, you return?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I open up,
engineer.
Turn off my front shields, and as I move away, is any of these guys in the shields there?
Just the one we blew up.
Just the stack of fighters.
I'm getting no stack of fighters.
Blow away the whole stack of fighters.
Can you blow away the whole stack of fighters? Yeah.
Set up the
cloud.
40 points each.
I will fire. Those are tough.
Yeah.
I will fire at the ship that's in the same square as me.
Number two.
Double check the amount of power I have.
Isn't that one the same square also?
This one's
my shields go up. And both my rear and front are facing them, I assume.
You brought my shield up to 32, Eric?
No.
I'm good.
One more good round,
and I'll be at 56.
Oh, there'll be no one up to fight then.
The front is facing number 2.
That'll be mop up duty.
I'm broken behind you.
Front is facing number 2. I have someone. At point blank range, my front is facing. Okay.
This other big guy. He hasn't been hit yet.
He's pretty bad.
Yeah, run off, will you, Chris?
I plan on it. After I fire one volley of everything. No harm in it. But, okay, first, my two Type 4 phasers, I might minus, what is it, three?
Type 4 phasers?
Wow.
What a pussy, pussy crap is that?
He has troubles with Roman numerals. He's not very good with anything Roman.
Type 8.
I got type 8.
What's good about type? What's the difference between type 8 and type
10?
I assume type 10 does more damage.
Oh, I do 20.
I do 16.
I hit.
Chris took out a nebula.
Sorry. I hit for 14.
Oh, good point.
Anything else?
Maybe. I hit for 14.
Okay.
Is that it?
No. I missed for nothing. Oh, actually.
There's got to be more.
I hit for, a little command bonus. I hit for, 50.
Okay.
And then finally, I hit for 20. And now I go.
I believe that was 63.
Where's our plan up when you go?
Oh, his front shields are down?
Yeah.
Now I go from 6C away. Much like this. 1, 2.
Castellans!
Meow!
That seemed infinitely reasonable at that moment.
How did you meet Castellans?
He was down on the planet that the Psionicus lived on. They'd been invited there along with the
Klingons. He was a pirate.
Yeah,
he was a pirate
the
first time. Trying to steal the ship that fell into the wreck.
Yep. He was a small-time pirate back then.
But now...
He commands a huge ship.
Oh, yeah. I remember the giant trope.
Yeah, he commands a what? I believe all his women blew up as well.
Boom.
You can get
one.
Plenty of more women where that came from.
Analyze Kang all through space.